Tobin Cornelius Roat. Recognize the name? Anybody? Nobody. Well, they're a bat in a thousand for the whole weekend. Because before Aaron Rodgers, before Brett Favre, Lynn Dickey, Don Majkowski, and Bart Starr, and a few others, Tobin Roat led the Green Bay Packers for 7 seasons as quarterback. In 1956, in fact, he led the league in pass completions, pass attempts, passing yards, passing touchdowns, rushing attempts, rushing yards, and rushing touchdowns. And today, nobody remembers him. Once the great quarterback, now forgotten by generations after him, overshadowed now by the other names. And so it goes, right? A generation or two from now, no one will remember Bart and Don and Brett and Aaron also, right? And so it goes with politicians, business leaders, musicians, coaches, pastors, parents, matriarchs, patriarchs. All of us someday give way to the next generation to take up their role, offer their gifts, enjoy their moment of glory. Now, that's not to diminish in any particular role or gift that are of our moments, not at all. I mean, the world depends upon each and every one of us to be doing the best that we can, offering the world everything we've got. But the point of the feast today, the feast of Christ the King of the universe, is to remind us that there is only one King that endures forever, Jesus Christ. The point of this feast by the church teaches us that truth, lest our own egos or the egos of our leaders today forget. But it's also good that we remember a couple things about that kingship of Jesus Christ. First, he was a point of unity. Like a quarterback who leads their team, like a parent that leads a family, like a pope who leads the church or a chief that leads a department. In the lineage and in the image of King David, the greatest king that Israel had ever known, Jesus came to unite not only the people of Israel, but people of every race, of every language, of every way of life, of every tongue, of every generation, of every time. The quality of leadership is forever measured in unity. St. Paul reminds us, in him, all things hold together. And second, he held his people to their highest standard, but he always forgave them for their imperfections. The cross stands as a sign of victory, a weapon not of force, but a force of forgiveness, the ultimate power of mercy, the final promise to all of us who are sinners. Today, he told his fellow crucified, today you will be with me in paradise. Folks, if we will just take those two simple qualities of the King of the universe, unity and mercy, and make them our own, it would seem to me that we're operating in the best of the kingdoms. Those two qualities, unity and mercy, if they would become the mantra, the mission of every earthly kingdom in which we operate, it would seem that we would be doing the will of God. Because this is the one thing we can be sure. One day, the world is going to forget us. That's just the fact of life. But those two simple qualities of the King of the universe, if they become our way of life, we can be assured that Jesus will not forget us. And on that day, when we utter our final plea before God, whatever that is, may we all hear those same words. Today, you will be with me in paradise.